Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runner, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, by EverySite.com, the coolest new technology around. By RunCatalina.com, Catalina Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 19th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And, of course, you can check out any of our interviews on iTunes or Babbittville. We've had over 800,000 downloads of our shows. Appreciate everybody's support on that. Our next guest, the marathon goddess herself, Julie Weiss, joins us. She's getting ready for her 100th marathon at the LA Marathon coming up on Valentine's Day. Julie, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Bob? I'm doing good. A little tired, but I'm excited about my 100th marathon, that's for sure.
Well, first of all, before we get into your 100th, take me back to when you got into this craziness, because really, when was your dad diagnosed with pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, my dad was diagnosed, sadly, in 2010, and I believe it was October, and passed away just 35 days after his diagnosis.
Wow. And was there any, were there warning signs, or was it just something he went in and he just wasn't feeling quite right?
That's the thing with pancreatic cancer, is that there's no real warning signs, and by the time they find it, it's too late. I mean, he was complaining that his legs felt tired. When he started to get a little jaundice, like yellow, that's when we knew something wasn't quite right, and they did test after test, and they're like, no, you're fine, and then finally they found it, but it was too late. And, there's no real early detection test right now or anything. So it's really crucial that we fund research to cure this thing.
And so right away you decided, I'm going to go and raise money and help this cause of pancreatic cancer. But were you a marathoner before, or was this new stuff for you?
I was a marathoner. In fact, my dad was my biggest fan. There was really nothing like the joy he got when he saw me run.
Yeah.
And so it was our dream for me to qualify for Boston, where he would go see me run. And I did qualify for Boston just 10 days after he passed away.
Oh.
I know he was there with me. But after that, I knew I had to do something big, something to make a difference, because this disease just, you know, we need to beat this thing. We need to find a cure. We need to find some early detection. So people really don't know what we're dealing with, which is why I set out on that journey of 52 marathons in 52 weeks.
And I remember watching your story for the first time in the Spirit of the Marathon 2. And was your first marathon that Rome Marathon? And the first one is part of the 52?
That's right. That was where I started the 52 marathons in 52 weeks. The Spirit of the Marathon 2 documentary. It was an epic movie. Just such an honor to be in that film. So
it was wonderful. Yeah. And I talk about the challenge. A lot of times, when Dean Karnazes was doing, 50 marathons, 50 days, 50 states, because the running was nowhere near as difficult as logistics. The logistics were a nightmare. For you, 52 marathons, 52 weeks, just getting to places. How tough was that part?
Yeah, not only that, is that I was working full time while I was doing this, so I would have to leave my office on a Friday, travel to a different state, city, country even, run the marathon on Sunday, fly back immediately after the marathon so that I could get back to work on Monday. And I did this for an entire year, and that's how passionate I was, and I was not going to let anything stop me. So it was just a year of that. A lot of heartache, a lot of heartbreak. I lost a lot of people along the way, sadly, from pancreatic cancer, because I dedicated some of my marathons to these people.
Sure.
So it was really them that kept me going, these people that I was running for, not just my dad. What started out for my dad really embraced the whole pancreatic cancer community. So that's really what kept me going. Even when I was tired, I didn't want to get up. I missed my plane. Find another way. You'll get there. You'll get it done. And we did.
You definitely did it. And then while doing 52 marathons, 52 weeks. And what was your final marathon of that 52? First one was Rome, and what was the final one?
The final one was the 2013 LA Marathon.
Oh, of course. I love that. I love that.
Right?
And what did you end up raising? I think you've raised over $300,000 now, right?
Yeah, I think we're getting close to $400,000 actually. Oh. So we're doing very well, and I'm not going to stop until we find a cure. But the LA Marathon was always like my most favorite big city race. It was actually my first marathon, my 52nd marathon in 52 weeks. I got engaged there at the finish line last year, and now it's going to be my 100th marathon.
I love that. Now, do you have time to see this guy who you're engaged to, or is it, you sort of see him at the airport in and out of races?
We actually got married in April, so yeah, we're good.
He saw you long enough, yeah. I love that. And the hard part with, I've had folks on before with ALS and with something like pancreatic cancer, the hard part is, like you said, your dad went in 35 days. For them to get research, people need to live longer, right? They have to be able to identify it sooner in order to come up with medication that can help. But the hard part is identifying it at all.
That's right. And that's why more research needs to be done. I mean, some people think, this is just the cancer. There's no hope. There's nothing you can do. And I think it's a 6% survival rate after 5 years. It's devastating. But there are survivors, and we need to create more survivors. That's what we're doing. And I'm really, really happy and honored to say that for the LA Marathon, I'm going to be running with the Hirschberg Foundation, who does just that. They are official Los Angeles Marathon charity, and they are a great, great charity doing wonderful things to find a cure for pancreatic cancer in honor of Ron Hirschberg, who passed away. So.
Yeah.
It's a perfect fit for the LA Marathon. They're doing wonderful things, and I'm just honored to run with these people and continue to raise awareness in this fight, because that's half the battle. People just don't know what we're dealing with.
So there's a cheer station, I think, at about mile 21 of the Skechers Performance LA Marathon. And are you going to be stopping there to do a little check presentation?
That's something that's going to be coming up. The amount is still to be determined. So, I'm working on that every day to create more funding for that check so it can get bigger and bigger. So it's going to be a nice big surprise at mile 21/22-ish, right there on the corner of, Gamistini and, mile 21 and 22. Right around there. Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
You
don't blend very
friends.
Well, Julie. You don't blend very well. You sort of stand out in the crowd a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to do the goddess pose. We're going to have a big surprise there. And I invite all my friends, all my supporters, and anybody who wants to come out and cheer. That's the place to be. Lots of excitement.
And
lots of passion.
The website is marathongoddess.com. And 14 marathons in 1 year this year. How, in between marathons, like you said, you're coming back on Sunday night. Do you basically just recover all week and then go to the next one?
Yeah, this year that I did 14th so that I would make sure I made it to my 100th marathon at the Skechers Performance LA Marathon, I really, really had to work hard to do that, because after running so many marathons, your body really needs to recover.
You think?
And I had a slight injury, so it wasn't really it wasn't as consistent this time. But again, I had this goal to get to 100. There was nothing that was going to stop me. If I had to friggin' crawl to the finish line, I was going to do it. But I made it. I ran my 99th marathon 2 weeks ago. So now I'm ready to actually train a little bit for this.
Wow.
And I'm excited.
So,
yeah, it's going to be great.
When you do 14 in a year, after a year when you do 52, does it feel like, I'm sort of a slacker, only 14. What's the big deal?
Oh, a little bit, but honestly, my body's like, Julie, you can stop running now, but I do want to continue to train next year to maybe, qualify for Boston again and not do so many marathons in 1 year. In fact, I even put a post up there today on Facebook that I'm interested in running the 2007, or not running, but participating in the Kona Ironman in 2017. Maybe something like an inspirational story, something.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
Fun.
Now, you've done some swimming and cycling, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
My first event was actually a triathlon, so yeah.
That is cool. So out of all these marathons you've run, what was the toughest one?
That's a really good question. I've got to say probably the Tahoe Triple, which was three marathons in 3 days at altitude in Lake Tahoe. Either that or probably the Leadville Marathon, which starts at 10,000 feet and goes up to, I think, over 13,000
yes,
feet.
Yes, it does, yeah.
So
and it's off-road, and it's basically mountain trails.
That's right. So I did that with no altitude training, and as soon as I was done, got back on a plane and got back to work the next day. And lo and behold, I made it. It's really amazing what your body can work up to, you know, so even quicker lose it, suddenly. But, you know, when you have a positive goal with passion and love and you're doing this for people that you love, seriously, anything is possible. You know, there's so many things that are possible. So I want to tell those people out there who are considering doing something, you know, amazing or something that they've always wanted to do, to go for it. You know, it's really unbelievable what happens once you take that first step.
Julie, have you seen some success stories? The hard part about this disease, it's been a death sentence. Have there been some people who the cancer was found early enough where they're okay?
I have, thankfully, yes, I have. So while survivors are rare, they are out there, and I'm happy to say that I'm actually going to be running with a friend of mine whose mother is a survivor. She's on the Hirschberg training team, and her mother is a survivor. I think she's a five-year survivor now. Lupe Ramirez, who is my dear friend who crossed the finish line with me, and she's a marathon runner at the LA Marathon in 2013. She's always there at the purple cheer station to cheer me on, and she'll probably be running it as well. So she's a survivor. I've got a lot of friends who are survivors. So we focus on finding the cure. We focus on those survivors and, you know, just creating more of them because they are out there. And you can beat this. When you find it earlier, you have a better chance. I believe you've got more of like a 25% chance, something like that. After you could get that Whipple operation, which removes part of your pancreas and lots of things. But if they find it early and you're able to get that operation, you definitely have a better chance.
Love it. Julie, love everything you're doing. The Marathon Goddess, kind enough to join us. Again, marathongoddess.com, going for her 100th marathon. Now, how many, have you figured out total miles on this thing?
Well, what do you say, 100 times 26.2?
Yeah, it's a lot of miles, baby.
It's a lot of miles.
I love that.
It's all good. And I'll keep going until we find a cure for pancreatic cancer. So it's 100 and beyond. It doesn't stop there.
And we're talking the Skechers Performance LA Marathon coming up on Valentine's Day. And during that race, at mile 21 or so, there will be a check presentation from Julie. And so if you're out there running, be looking for Julie. She doesn't blend very well. She stands out a little bit in the crowd. So you'll definitely notice her. And it's all about fighting pancreatic cancer. You're doing great stuff, Julie. You're a role model for what one person can do to make a difference.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you for having me on the show. And if you want to keep, you know, stay in touch on the journey to the marathon. You can find me at marathongoddess.com. You can find me at Marathon Goddess on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So I'll be posting training tips and lots of good incentives along the way. So,
I love it. Julie Weiss has been our guest. We are brought to you by Iron Man U, by everysite.com, the coolest new technology around. RunCatalina.com, that's a marathon that Julie needs to run, coming up on Saturday, March 19th. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep challenge athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on iTunes or Babbittville. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.